If you've spent any time at the multiplex lately, you've probably noticed that archery has been prominently featured on the silver screen. The cinematic attention garnered in The Hunger Games and The Avengers has helped the sport target a younger group of adherents. And as Only a Game's John Kalish reports, archery may soon hit even larger audiences.
The Proline Archery Range is located above a commercial strip in a neighborhood near Kennedy Airport in Queens. On a warm spring weeknight, mostly male archers are shooting with recurve or compound bows at targets 20 yards away. A stuffed caribou and a stuffed pheasant look down on the action. A dozen archers ranging in age from 16 to 60 crowd the shooting line. A third of them are African American. This range has been in business for 25 years, and for most of that time it's been owned by Joe McGlynn, who's both a coach and a competitor.
We try to promote it as a great hobby, a great sport, something that really has no age limit to it. And as much as you try to advertise and try to get people to come in, when they see it just from commercials, from the movies, from trailers, from YouTube, I mean, it's just a boost. And then they start looking for where they can do archery.
Archery clubs are reporting as much as a 75% increase in attendance, according to one archery blog, particularly after the release in April of the trailer for the Hunger Games movie. 11-year-old Raymond Lee saw the film. The dedicated fifth grader was shooting at an archery range in Florham Park, New Jersey, on a recent weekend. He says it was the Hunger Games movie and books that ignited his interest in archery.
A lot of kids in my grade are obsessed with the book. They have read it about 10 times. They're really interested in archery, and it's getting a lot more popular. My friend got into a high school, and he's starting an archery club. A lot of more people I didn't know are joining archery. Every time at my lesson, more and more people start coming. I'm like, wow, this is getting popularity.
Lee is coached by Mike Ushurenko, who helps coach the U.S. Olympic archery team. One of Ushurenko's former New Jersey archers made the U.S. Olympic squad earlier this month. Katuna Lorig, who began her career in Soviet Georgia, will be shooting at the final Olympic qualification tournament in Ogden, Utah next week. If the U.S. finishes in the top three there, a full women's team will go to the games in London. If it doesn't, only the top-ranked American, Miranda Leek, will go. Katuna Lorig served as the archery advisor on the Hunger Games movie and coached actress Jennifer Lawrence, who played the film's heroine, Katniss Everdeen. Jennifer Lawrence's archery form was praised by Jim McQuarrie, an archery coach with the Pasadena Roving Archers. He blogs about the sport for the website Geek Dad.
Every day on the set when she wasn't needed for filming, she was practicing archery. She shot 100 arrows a day, even on days where they weren't filming any archery scenes. She really took to it.
McQuarrie's assessment of actor Jeremy Renner, who plays Hawkeye in The Avengers, was not as kind. McQuarrie spoke to someone who was on the set of The Avengers who reported that Renner didn't shoot one arrow during filming. And McQuarrie says it shows. He wrote in a blog post that the actor shoots like a rank amateur. McQuarrie also berated the producers of the forthcoming TV series based on the DC Comics character The Green Arrow.
Oliver Queen is alive. Darling City resident was found 5 years after he was missing and presumed dead.
The protagonist of this fall's adventure series from the CW Network is a vigilante who shoots with a bow fit for an 8-year-old, according to McQuarrie. There appears to be a perfect storm for archery promotion this year. Marjorie Ingle writes about parenting for Tablet Magazine.
Archery is crazy trendy. For whatever reason, bows and arrows are everywhere in fashion. You know, earrings, hair accessories. There's a bunch of things on Etsy where it's basically an arrow you stick through your hair. Louis Vuitton, all the windows were archery themed a couple of months ago.
In an essay about the archery craze, Ingle wrote that she was pleased her two daughters have what she termed a kick-ass heroine who excels with a bow and arrow.
In The Hunger Games, archery is tied to issues of self-sufficiency and identity and feminism. You don't have to be an amazing athlete across the board to be good at archery. It's not a sport of brute strength, which I think is a very appealing thing for girls. And this notion of focus, consistency, brain power. I think that's all really appealing.
Expect the archery fever that's currently sweeping the country to kick into overdrive next week when Pixar's new film, Brave, opens at theaters.
Archers, to your mark!
Aye, archers, to your mark!
And may the lucky arrow find its target.
An animated Scottish princess named Merida is at the center of this tale. The first half hour of the film has been described as a commercial for archery.
I am Merida, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
The red-haired Scottish lass enters an archery contest against prospective suitors so she can marry whom she chooses. Archery instructor Jim McQuarrie met the team behind Brave, including director Mark Andrews. McQuarrie is convinced the director did his homework.
Andrews was able to get access to hours and hours and hours of high-speed, slow-motion photography of archery that they'd shot for the Robin Hood movie. So they literally went frame by frame through this movie and meticulously matched proper archery form as shot by an expert. And that's what shows up in Brave, and you can see it on the screen.
Don't you dare loose another arrow!
Back at the Proline Archery Range in Queens, 16-year-old Carlisle Bracken says during a break in the shooting that he hopes someday to make it to the Olympics. This 6-foot-tall teenager has no qualms about seeing an animated feature at a local movie theater, and he'll definitely be going to see Brave on the silver screen.
When archery's in a movie, man, I have to go see it. It's, you know, my sport. It's my life. You know, I have to go see it.
In addition to the potential recruits to the sport the movie Brave will generate in the coming weeks, this summer's Olympics in London are expected to draw even more newcomers to the archery range. For Only a Game, I'm John Kalish in New York.